convene this meeting so that the portfolio committee must address itself in terms of rolling out the program towards filling that vacant post. A very long time. It's going to be very short. We have received two apologies thus far from Honorable Maneli and Honorable. Waste of time, Honorable Members. I will invite now the Committee Secretary, Mastrole, to present to us this item. Shedding is a problem to all of us. That is why I have not opened my video this morning. Welcome once again, Honorable Members. Mastrole, can you take us through the...
Okay, Chair. Good morning to you, Chair. Good morning to Honorable Members and colleagues. Yes, indeed, Chair. We had received an ATC on Thursday last week. And then we sort of, through you, Chair, request this particular special meeting to quickly convene so that we can be able to advertise the vacancy and also get a support from Honorable Members in terms of adopting the program and also in that adopting the advert. So I'll request through you that Mr. Ngowepe takes the committee through the advert itself and also the program of the subcommittee, Chair. And then subsequently, yes, Chair, and I'll hand over to you, Chair, but Julius will take us through those two agenda items. Just one slight thing that I want to put, Chair, is that, of course, as per the culture, Chair, we'll have a subcommittee running this program, Chair. So I remember last time we had four members from the ruling party, and then we also had three members from the opposition parties, Chair. So I think we'll perhaps also just continue that culture of having those seven members convening the subcommittee to do this vacancy, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mastrole. Julius, can you take us through?
Good morning, Chair.
Chairperson, before Julius, Chair, it's Manduli, Chair. Chair.
Hello.
Before Julius, I wanted the meeting. I heard Mastrole saying maybe we can have. I wanted to propose in this meeting that the members that were doing the work for us should continue. It should be proposed officially, Chair.
We were going to address that definitely because we would not do this work without that.
Oh, sorry, Chairperson. I heard him saying maybe. Okay, thank you.
No, it's not maybe. We will have it. He did not want to take a decision for us, but as a matter of consistency and also making sure that the thorough work is done, that subcommittee is necessary. Thank you. Continue, Julius.
Okay. Good morning, Chair and Honorable Members and colleagues. Before us is the program, the draft program that we are presenting before the Portfolio Committee for the filling of vacancies in the Public Service Commission. Chair, the first agenda item is what we are discussing today, the consideration adoption of committee program and advert for the Public Service Commission Commissioner vacancy. And secondly, nomination of the subcommittee members to shortlist and interview the candidates is what must call an honorable and do this. They've just brushed on it. So on the 24th to the 02 December 2022, we'll then, from the administration point of view, we'll then get quotation for the adverts. As you normally know, that we have to get quotation from print medias in terms of the advert itself, on how much are they billing Parliament to advertise on their newspapers. So that process, we have planned for it to take place from the 24th to the 2nd of December. Yeah, I've just amended the date from what we have sent to the members on Friday, because I've checked with Mr. Sibeko in terms of how far the target was supposed to be the 30th, but it's not going to be possible for tomorrow to have the quotations for the advert and then advertise on Friday as it was proposed from the draft program that was sent out on Friday. Yeah, so on the 9th of December, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, we are intending to publish advert on the national newspapers, which will then run from, run from the 9th to the 23rd of December 2022. And then on the 2nd of February 2023, the subcommittee meeting will then shortlist the candidates. And then we are planning to also to, on the 24th February 2023, to have concluded with the security checks and verifications of the qualifications of candidates. So we have given it almost 2 weeks for this process of the security checks and verifications. As you know, that it always take a longer time for state security agents to give us information timelessly. So rather than say plan for 2 weeks, if there are delays, then the committee will take a decision whether they proceed without the security checks of candidates that are shortlisted. And then on the 1st of March 2023, the committee then will report the findings of the security checks and verifications of qualifications of candidates. So there's the report that will emanate from the state security agents. And it will be presented before the subcommittee just a day before the interviews. And then we'll then carry on with the interviewing of candidates. And then on the very same day, then the members will then deliberate and select a successful candidate. And then on the 3rd, within the same week of March 2023, then the committee will deliberate and adopt the report on the recommendation for a candidate selected to serve as a commissioner for the Public Service Commission. Honorable Chairperson, this is the program. Before I move to the advert, I don't know if you then allow members or should I move to the advert quickly, so that then if then the discussion can continue discussing both documents. I don't know. I'm guided by you, Chair.
I think let's first of all on this program, then we will later come to the advert.
Okay.
There is the program, honorable members.
Honorable Chair.
Yes, Honorable Gibby.
Yeah, good morning, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, and colleagues. Honorable Chair, just wanted to check with Mr. Mwebe on the getting quotations.
You are breaking up, Honorable Gibby. We don't hear you properly.
To the 6th December by the 6th Okay, Honorable, can you hear me, Chair?
You were breaking up.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
My question is, Honorable Chair, looking at the date for the quotations for the advert, I'm checking it says 24th until the 2nd of December, and today's the 29th of November. How sure are the officials that by the 2nd of December, they would have received the quotations? Is this time not too short? Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kibi. Honorable Mkweba?
No, thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I think, Chair, I've been covered by Honorable Kibi on the date of the 24th November to the 2nd of December. As we have convened this meeting today. So I think, Chair, I agree with Honorable Kibi that we can change the date of the 24th, at least, and put the date of the 29th and extend it from the 2nd, at least to the, I think the 4th or the 5th. But Chair, in terms of with the program.
We lost you there, Honorable Mkweba. We did not hear the proposal you are making.
No, I'm saying, Honorable Chair, I'm happy with all the other dates. I'm saying I'm adopting the program, but as long as it has that amendment that we've just spoke about, myself and Honorable Kibi. Thank you so much, Chair.
Any second, I see Honorable Schreiber's hand is up. Honorable Schreiber, take the
Chair,
floor.
Just a quick one. Good morning. We must just ensure that if we do push out the quotation by a day or two, that we don't delay the actual advertisement, because if we don't hit the 9th of December, we're going to move into a period of advertising over Christmas and New Year when people can hardly be expected to follow these kind of things. So as long as we can just stick to the publication date of the 9th of December, I think it's just important to flag. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Schreiber. Honorable Spisi.
Oh, thank you, Honorable Chairperson, and good morning to you and the members. I wish to second Honorable Mkweba in terms of the program that we can adopt it with amendments where we change the date for this quotation. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Spisi. Honorable Ntuli.
Oh, thank you, Chair. My hand was up, Chair, to second what Honorable Mkweba was saying, and to emphasize that we are in that fashion, in that manner, we can keep the date for the publication as the 9th.
Okay. So the committee has now approved this draft program for the process towards advertising and getting as I said, this meeting is not going to be long. It was only intended for the committee to approve this so that members for just making yourselves available at this short notice. Is there any outstanding thing that we have not addressed, Maskole and Julius?
Honorable Chair, before Maskole and Julius, one would really want to get a response from them. If the time that they have put for equitation is fine, we don't have a problem. But we just need the assurance that the time that they have put here, it's going to be enough for quotations. That's all. Otherwise, we all support the program as it is. Just a clarity on that one.
Okay. Can anyone respond to Honorable Kibi's question?
Okay, Chairperson. Okay.
Should I come, Julius?
Yeah, Joe, come in, man. I wanted to say you must come in.
Yes. So thanks, Chair. Thanks, Chair. No, we are covered, Chair, in terms of that aspect, because we had already done a background check on getting these goods as early as Friday when we received the ATC. So we are fine. I'm quite sure that we'll be able to meet the deadline of the 9th where we need to put the advert on the newspapers. I hope I've covered that, Chair. Thank you so much.
That's it, honorable members. As we said, it's not gonna be a long meeting. I don't see any other hand up from honorable members. Therefore, we...
Chair.
Hello, Chair.
Yes, Julius.
Okay, the advert, Chair. The last thing I think is that, but I don't think we're still coming to the advert.
Okay.
Yeah,
let me now. Okay, we will go to the advert, right? Honorable Nduli.
Thank you, Chair. I was not on the advert. I thought we might as well finish with the advert, but I wanted us to go back to what I had proposed earlier on so that we don't wait. Once the processes had unfolded, then the committee, the subcommittee can zoom in without coming back and looking at the selection of the subcommittee. To say, Chairperson, I propose that the members that were doing this work for us previously should continue.
Okay, Honorable Nduli. Any seconder to that proposal from Honorable Nduli?
Chairperson, sorry if I can just come in here.
Okay, Honorable Schreiber.
So I'm not sure on the committee or the actual members. Because if we're talking about the actual members, the people... ...presented on the committee. So I just want to get that clarity. Are we talking about the numbers on the committee or the people?
No, we don't want names today. We just want numbers. The political parties will nominate the...
Thank you, Chair. The political parties will send the names to the administration as usual. But proposing that we have the same number that we've been using before.
Yes. Honorable Mkweba?
No, thank you very much, Chair. I think I'm covered by Honorable Nduli. That we must have the same number like the previous
Thank you, Honorable Mkweba. Honorable members, we have agreed now in terms of movement forward, and I don't want to keep you long in this meeting. send names to serve in the subcommittee to the committee secretary as soon as possible, so that we should not delay this process. Thank you once again, honorable members. We have now come to the end of the meeting. The meeting stands adjourned.
Long live Chair.
Amandla, Chairperson. Amandla.